The new top two primary process will wind up pitting two Democrats against each other in November in one notable North Bay race, but not in the contest to succeed Lynn Woolsey. In that race, for what is now the second congressional district, Jared Huffman was, as expected, the clear frontrunner, collecting nearly as many ballots as the next three finishers in that 12-way race. Also, as expected, those three were in alphabetical order: Stacey Lawson, Dan Roberts, and Norman Solomon. But it was the Republican, Roberts, who outpolled the others to claim the second spot in the general election runoff. Appearing on KRCB's live election coverage last night, Roberts, a stockbroker from Tiburon, cast himself as a moderate conservative.
I talk about myself as being a moderate in that I'm conservative on fiscal issues, cut the spending, cut the taxes. All boats will rise in that environment. Employment will increase. Business will rebound. I'm a conservative on the fiscal issues, but a moderate on the social issues. Live and let live. Don't let the government intervene in personal, private matters.
Roberts wound up with about 12.5% of the votes in that race, while Solomon placed third with 14%, ahead of Lawson and her 10%. The two North Bay Democrats who will square off against each other this fall are 10th District Assembly candidate Mark Levine, a first-time San Rafael City Councilman, and Michael Allen, an incumbent legislator seeking re-election in a district that didn't exist before this election. A former union leader in Sonoma County, Allen told KRCB-TV last night he hopes to use those ties to aid the state's moves toward pension reform.
I've always said that when you have friends, you tell them the scoop, what's really going on. And with labor, I've told them that this whole thing about sustainability, trying to make sure that we have public services on into the future and that the next generation of workers also has a decent pension, means that we have to take a look at the balance of what we have right now with our public pension system, and it has to be reined in. Some unions are very receptive to that message. Others don't believe there's a problem. But at the end of the day, we have to reach consensus on it.
In the Sonoma County supervisor races, incumbents Efren Carrillo and Shirley Zane both handily won re-election, while the six candidates seeking to follow Valerie Brown in the first district seat were narrowed down to a pair of current Santa Rosa City Council members. That shared job is one of the few things that John Sawyer and Susan Gorin have in common, Gorin noted, and their differences will be on full display in their runoff.
We've knocked some elbows and some rhetoric over the past couple of forums to try to sharpen those differences and make it clear to the voters that we certainly do represent different constituencies, have different records of voting, and have clashed on a number of different issues.
Between them, Gorin and Sawyer claimed a bit more than half of the vote. Sonoma Valley-based candidates Gina Kuklis, Mark Bramfitt, and Joanne Sanders divided most of the rest fairly evenly. In other races affecting Sonoma County, 5th District Congressman Mike Thompson dominated his new, more compact district with more than 70% of the vote. Assemblyman Wes Chesbro won over 60%, but will still face a November top two runoff with Sonoma County Planning Commission member Tom Lynch of Guerneville. And all six local district ballot measures passed, including a half-cent sales tax increase in the city of Sonoma. Total voter turnout for Sonoma County was 37%, nearly two-thirds of that by mail-in ballots. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.